Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
A lot of my girlfriend's husbands don't have friends. You're not alone.
I sit in here every day, and I hear you bitch about your friends.
BJ.
These girls, yesterday, as bad as the weather was, they want to go have drinks. They want to have lunch. But on the other side, I hear the real Jamie. Real Jamie saying, screw you. I want to go home, get in my Sleep Number bed, get my weighted blanket, and just ride out a snowstorm. That's all I want to do.
So then there was a whole discussion on our Facebook group chat.
About
ants on a log.
About what?
Ants on a log.
Jamie.
And they're like, why is ants on a log been a childhood staple our whole lives? And then somebody wrote, I know, raisins are overrated. They're just dumb.
There you go.
And I hate celery. It's so stringy. Why do we eat it anyway?
Let it out. Go ahead, girl. You let it out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Good morning, everybody. It is the BJ Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 Radio. Also on the Odyssey app. What an app. What an app. Man, oh man, oh man. If you haven't put this on your smartphone, you don't know what you'll miss.
It's the world's best.
Man, oh man, oh man. Get that app. Odyssey app. I listen to it just about every night.
Do you when you're going to bed?
And I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the problems that people are getting, and look. I'll be the first to tell you that, you know, each phone service, all that stuff, it's all different, okay? Some apps will cut out, they'll repeat, they'll do this, whatever. And the way they're set up, you can hear commercials from Dallas or whatever. But, I never have a problem with it for some reason.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I never have a problem on my iPhone either.
Yeah. You don't?
No.
Yeah. Maybe it's those Androids.
I think it is, because this girl that I'm talking to, she, like, loves to listen to the show while she's at work on the podcast. And she says that she can't listen live, and it just cuts out constantly. Oh. She has an Android.
Yeah, maybe it's the Android.
So I think
it is
Androids.
Those Android people.
Yeah.
Bigger question is, who's this chick you're talking to, man?
You're talking to a fan?
What's going on?
I mean, she DM'd me like 2 years ago, and we just like were casually talking, kind of back and forth.
Mm-hmm. You guys
and then,
hook it up?
Yeah.
Within the last like month or so,
Is that where you left your pants at then?
That is where I left my pants, yeah.
Nice.
Is this too much information?
Yeah, I was trying to hide it.
Yeah, what's her full name?
Yeah.
Great way to start
She's
the
cool,
show,
though. So,
she's cool.
Yeah.
She's cool. Good morning, Jamie.
Oh,
hey, what's up, pumpkin?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you? I see you've got that Germany goose jacket on there. German goose jacket.
Well, today was trash day.
Who was it yesterday that you were sending out a text now that he has a goose jacket that you're going to take yours back?
Dan
Hardy.
That guy is 8 feet tall. I don't know how they found one long enough for him.
How do they make a jacket for a guy like that?
I was shocked when I got off the elevator and I saw that patch. I was like, what? Dan has a Canada goose?
Yeah, Dan's cool.
Really?
Maybe he got like the patch and sewn it on.
Oh, by the way, I looked those up and they do have them online.
No way. You can buy a patch?
Yeah, like on eBay, people cut them off their jackets. Yeah, and you can buy them for like $60.
That's awesome.
I was cracking up.
That's
I was like,
goose.
So people have like, after they've worn out, they sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I should put one like on a pair of sweatpants or something.
Why not? Because I had to take the trash out. But you know what happened? I didn't even feel it.
Because of that jacket. That jacket. Antarctica.
It's so warm.
It's tested down at the South Pole.
Yeah. It's just so warm. Didn't even feel it.
Yeah, well, for $5,000, it could be. Yeah.
You know what? It's worth every dime. I'd do it again. I'm going to get another one, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Because one that's not quite as bulky.
Oh, so like a slimmer one.
One more slimming. Yeah.
They make that?
Yeah, they do. Mm. Yeah.
And does it keep you as warm as that one does?
It does.
It does?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you can still get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A jacket that I love, that spider jacket that spider people sent us. Those things are great.
Yeah, and it looks good.
I'm just always afraid to wear it because I'm afraid I'm going to get stains on it or burn a hole in it or something of that nature.
Well, that's why I'm wearing a scarf so I don't get any makeup on this.
Oh, really?
Smart.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get makeup on the sides. Yeah. You're like, God, no.
All right, we have to take a break here. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie, morning show, currently 14 degrees. I got to be honest, I'm a little bummed today.
Why is that?
Yesterday, I put all my money, I mean literally all my money, into one big event. Boom.
Oh.
The lottery. Nobody won.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought last night was going to be my night, Jamie. I felt it. I went to bed thinking, man, I'm going to wake up tomorrow, a millionaire.
Yeah.
And didn't happen.
And it was half $1 billion?
It's now at 572, so yesterday probably 550 or so, but yeah, it's way up there now with the Powerball.
Were some of them close? How many tickets did you buy? Dear God.
I got 49.
Boy, you really did feel like it, didn't you?
Yeah, I went all out. I invested everything in this one.
My God. Yeah. You spent $49 on tickets?
Well, no, you got to get the extra play, so it's really, $96.
Wow.
Yeah. A crisp $100 bill gone.
Because
I felt it. Like, I just felt it.
You're crazy.
You don't ever have that little streak that goes through you that makes you feel like you're about to hit something big or something good's about to happen to you?
Well, sometimes when I play slots, but not the lottery.
All down the drain.
I mean, so nothing's so close? Nothing?
No, not even close this morning. Dang. I've been checking since about 3:30.
You just sounded like Steve when you said dang.
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 Dang. Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Right.
Okay. Stop. Stop. I did one. Stop.
Okay. So I didn't get it.
Yeah. Right.
So there you go. Oh, by the way, you can get Adele, though. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We got a code word.
Nice seg.
Yep. Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
We have a code word, and it's a chance to go to Vegas, round trip airfare, 2-night hotel stay, and 2 tickets to see Adele. You know what I was thinking? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no big deal.
I was thinking, I wonder how Beyonce got to Dubai. Because it's a 15, but you have to have a big jet.
And I'm sure they got one.
I wonder if the prince sent his like A380 over or something.
I doubt it. I would think that Jay-Z has the hookup. Beyonce.
A big enough one to get all the way over there for 15 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
If they make it, they've got access to it.
Well, I get that. I was just thinking, I wonder if she bought out all of Emirates, the entire airplane or something.
I think if they had sent a plane, that it would have been big enough news that we would have heard about it.
Yeah. I don't
know. What I mean? But
we didn't hear anything.
We heard nothing.
About how they got over there.
It was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
By the way, she played in Dubai, this past weekend, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she got $24 million for 1 hour.
$24 million.
$24 million.
Is that nuts?
It's crazy.
That is.
All I'm doing is trying to win a lottery.
I know.
She gets $24 million.
I was reading. Speaking of rich people, I was reading about the CEO that he spends $2 million a year to reverse aging on himself.
Oh, I saw that.
Did
headline.
You see that? Oh my God, the stuff he does is crazy. He has like 120 supplements a day or something.
And he's 45 years old, right?
Right, and his heart is as good as a 37-year-old. Yeah. And
that's not a big deal, though.
37, 45?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Well, if you're taking that many supplements, though, he should have the heart of a 12-year-old.
Yes, he should. Anyway, and so, and then his skin is like a 35-year-old or something like that.
Have you seen his picture?
Yeah, he looks really
good. Does he
young.
Look good?
Yeah.
Does he look 45 to you?
No.
No, he doesn't?
No, he looks 20. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks
really... He doesn't look 30.
Yeah, he looks really young. Really young. And so then he has testing once a month and an MRI once a month.
Do we know what he's taking? Did you get the list of supplements? Because you're the type of person that you fully investigate something like this.
Right.
Because that's what you want, right?
I saw turmeric was one of them. I saw zinc was one of them. And then a bunch that I don't know how to pronounce.
Really?
Yeah.
Turmeric.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've always heard that stuff's good for you.
Cumin. What was it?
It's probably turmeric.
Yeah. That orange crap.
Yeah, they put it in curry and stuff, right?
Yeah, so, and zinc, and just basically your multivitamin.
I went out and bought some turmeric. I bought a big old container at Costco. You know, at Costco, you can get one the size of a dump truck.
Yeah.
And so I bought one. I've never even used it. I've never come across one recipe that calls for turmeric.
You haven't?
I've had it a year, probably.
I think you can just sprinkle it on stuff, maybe. I don't know.
Put it on a salad.
Yeah, yeah. Just sprinkle it.
He's also on lycopene, metramin, some weird stuff that you
those
really
are the
can't.
Two things yeah. I couldn't. Yeah, I was gonna look that up, and lycopene.
Now, are you looking to get some of this stuff?
Well, I already take turmeric.
But the other stuff, are you gonna do this supplement cocktail?
No, I don't have $2 million a year.
Isn't that expensive?
Yeah, no, it's hardcore. Really? This is
holy cow.
I know.
$2 million a year.
I don't have $2 million
Wait a
year.
Spending $2 million a year, and you're only looking 7 years younger.
Yeah, but he also, what I think is dangerous, he gets an MRI every month, and that's a lot. Isn't that radiation or something?
Yeah, it seems a little invasive, doesn't it?
I know. It seems like a lot of cancer kind of stuff.
No, I agree with you. I don't know about the MRI.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Have you ever had an MRI?
I have.
I don't like it. It's too claustrophobic for me.
I fell asleep.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of them, and I had that one where it makes you feel like you got to pee.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you guys had that one with the dye?
Like the pressure is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And you're worried that you did pee. It's a dye that they put into your system so they can see everything. And they tell you, you feel like you're going to pee, and you're like, whatever.
Wait a minute. Carson, you're 32. When did you have it?
Yeah, well, it was during hockey season.
You got shot through your veins?
Yep.
A lot of people get them.
I didn't think young people do, though.
Yeah. If you get injured.
Certain injuries.
Mine are all injury related.
Yeah, mine was for my heart.
Mine was for falling off a boat.
Wow. All right, well, you've got an extra $2 million lying around. You can look younger.
Yeah,
that's
no
the
kidding.
Moral of the story, I guess, this morning.
I'm going to look up those other two and tell you what they are.
Yeah, how much they cost.
Yeah, Mukerman.
So if he's spending that much money, because turmeric's not that expensive. So.
Oh, no, I have a bottle of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, but the other stuff might be.
Do you remember that it broke in my purse?
Yeah.
And every time I reach in my purse, my fingers would be orange?
Yeah.
God, that was so messy.
All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie, it is currently 14 degrees out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I went online and looked at the menu today for a free lunch.
Oh, you did?
I know you did, too. Right?
Well, yeah, because I'm vegetarian, and so I wanted to see if there's anything I could eat. What?
You are not vegetarian.
Yeah, I am.
You are a selective vegetarian, Jamie.
No, I haven't had meat. I can't tell you when. I haven't had it forever.
No hot dog?
Mm-mm, nothing.
Nothing.
It grosses me out.
No meat?
No. Mm-mm. In fact, when I go to this one restaurant where I used to get, it was pita. She thinks I'm crazy. So it's a pita, like a pita bread kind of thing, but it's like soft bread. It's soft bread and it has like, some kind of like spread on it and lettuce and cheese and chicken and pickles and stuff.
Yeah.
And so now she just makes it. And she's like, this is so ridiculous. It's just the spread. Cheese, they dice up the pickles and they put it in there with lettuce, and that's what I eat for lunch.
Sounds delicious.
It is actually really good.
No, it's horrible.
No, it's really good. It's hot too. Ooh, it's so good.
You can't like
it. And cheesy.
So it's almost like a quesadilla a little bit.
A little bit, except for with pickles and lettuce and aioli.
Do you like being a vegan?
Yeah, I do.
I know you despise meat because of some, I don't know, documentary you saw of cattle being killed.
No, it's because this time because I ran over a deer's carcass.
Oh, okay. I knew there was something connected to it, a carcass.
Yeah.
But do you enjoy being vegan or do you wish that you could actually...
I wish I could have a Bud's cheeseburger.
Yeah, see, there you go. I
thought about it. It's the weirdest timing.
Yeah.
Because I decided, okay, I'm going to go get a Bud's burger. I'm going to get one, right? Like, I want one. Sure enough, there's a dead deer in the road on my way there.
Oh, no.
I swear to God that happened.
Yeah, that's God talking to you.
I know, and I was Jamie. Like, Oh my! And then I started, you know, dry heaving, and I was like, okay, yeah. Go have a good
Well, you're cheese. Out to save the animals, not me. Well, I eat the crap out of
I
it.
I would love to, but yeah. It's just, we have so many dead deer where I live, yeah. And it's
now,
just
have you lot. Tried the Beyond Meat stuff?
No.
You that wouldn't do that?
That grosses me out more than the deer.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
By the way, that industry is tubed.
Yeah.
They're doing terrible right now.
They're doing the lab-made chicken, which I think sounds disgusting
yeah.
as
it's
well.
All, chicken nuggets like that? Yeah. No.
They're saying that lab-grown meat is going to hit restaurants this year.
Bah.
Now, are they going to tell us?
I don't know. That's a good
they
question.
They better tell us.
I think they have to.
I don't know if they have to or not.
Because I want to know if you're having a lab-grown chicken.
If it's lab-grown or it's just a chicken, it's still a chicken. So I don't know if they have to tell you. I've not seen any report saying they have to put it on the menu. They have to tell you what's going on.
Well, remember a long time ago, that imitation crab, they weren't telling us.
No.
And then somebody like sued them and then they had to tell us.
Right.
Yeah, so it might be like that.
I think they're going to sneak it on us.
Right.
Yeah, that lab-grown crap.
How do you grow lab-grown chicken?
It sounds disgusting.
Oh,
is it not?
It's worse than the dead deer.
It's terrible.
I'm telling you, it's worse than the dead deer.
All right, so I looked at the menu of the free lunch today. We're going to lunch today. They're taking the entire staff. And it's a German restaurant, right? German cuisine, is that right?
I felt like it was Irish.
Yeah. Oh, is it Irish?
Yeah, I felt like
Oh, okay,
was.
So it's
Maybe
Irish.
Maybe it's German. I thought it was Irish.
Yeah, I thought it was German, but okay. it doesn't really matter. But looking at the menu, you've got a slim selection today.
I know.
Because this is a meat and potatoes place, man.
I know it is. So they have corned beef.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Who decided this place?
I don't know. Whomever decided didn't look at the menu.
No, because this place looks...
They've got trade. They got a hook up there.
Well, maybe. I feel like the type of food that's on this menu is dinner food. It's not in the middle of the day. You can't eat sauerkraut and corned beef hash in the middle of the day, okay?
I know. It's right.
All right. There's a story this morning of a stray bullet going through a Zumba class. That's crazy, huh?
Oh, my gosh. That was my thought. It's like, here you are. You know, you're doing good for your body, right? You're in a Zumba class. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get hit by a stray bullet.
That is crazy.
Isn't that scary?
This is in Jefferson County. Sheridan and 53rd, I think it was, and they're doing the report right now. Here we go.
And then right next door, the Gavala Event Center, where that Zumba class was taking place, multiple bullets went through windows there, and
wow.
One person was actually hit, shot while they were taking their Zumba class. Again, that woman, she is going to be okay. Three bullet holes you can see here in this video in one of the windows there. And again, another at a nearby restaurant, and then another stray bullet hitting a car at a stoplight. Here's the thing. Authorities say the suspect was attempting to shoot at a specific car. People working at this shopping center, they described the chaotic moments unfold.
I was inside working on my computer, just heard a few gunshots. At the time, I thought it was just the normal sound out here, someone cleaning their snow or something similar. And then I saw the police arriving, and I knew something had happened at that point.
Holy cow.
Really just unimaginable. Now, at this point, no word on a suspect description.
What are we, Chicago all of a sudden?
I know, right? It's
really
bad.
That is wacky. So one car is shooting at another car, bullets stray, and go into a Zumba class and hits a lady.
Yeah, and in fact, Denver came in like almost last for places to raise your kids. I was like, what? It ranked like the very, very bottom of the barrel. It said that we have the highest rate of alcoholism in a family home.
Wow.
I know, right?
Alcoholism.
In family
Holy
homes.
Holy crap. I would have never guessed that for Denver.
Well, you haven't been to Highlands Ranch and see all the suburban moms.
The liquor stores are packed.
It's suburban moms with their wine, okay? That's what it is. Trust me on that one. Because I know seven of them.
I would have never put Denver on the list for alcoholism top 10, and we're third.
Yeah, and you guys are thinking like winos downtown with like a package of brown paper.
Yeah,
no, it's Highlands Ranch moms. I'm one of them.
Look, I would put us top two with weed, but alcohol, I would have never guessed that.
And
never.
That and then divorce rates here are really high, I guess.
Yeah,
and
I can see that.
And then they said the crime, that's why we're
Man, what? We're drunk and can't get along.
I know. It's awful.
That's Denver in a
Isn't
nutshell.
Isn't that sad?
It's sad. It's awful. Tabloid Trash is next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we were talking earlier about the guy who is turning back the clock. He's doing this whole thing. It cost him $2 million a year because he's on so many supplements. But he also has a colonoscopy once a month.
Oof. He must enjoy it. I've never had one.
You should.
No, I need to get one.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Well, the worst thing that can happen is they perforate your bowel and you die. That's it.
Oh, great.
No big deal.
Oh, great.
that's as bad as it gets.
He does it every month?
Once a month, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a little paranoid.
No, it's part of the program. They put together a whole program.
Well, how does it keep you looking younger?
I guess just to check for anything that's going on.
I've got to go today, then.
An MRI. He has an MRI once a month. He also is all vegan. He only takes in 1,977 calories a day. That's it. Perfectly. 1,977.
I got a question.
Yes.
My hand's up in the studio. I got a question. Somebody on Textato says, I don't know the difference between vegan and vegetarian. Well, what is the difference?
I think like vegan, you don't have any animal byproducts
like
at all.
Dairy, no cheese, no milk, nothing like
on
that.
Vegan?
That comes from an animal.
Vegan, yeah.
Vegetarians, no meat.
But you don't eat meat as a vegan either, do you?
No, but I think vegetarian.
You're allowed to have
dairy.
Like milk and stuff.
All that cheese. Stuff. Cheese, because I love.
Well, that's not a big difference.
Well, it's the meat. Yeah. It is because they're really particular
byproducts.
Oh my god, they freak
you
out.
You can't have any.
Can you have eggs?
Nothing with
no eggs.
No animal
well,
stuff.
Screw that.
But vegetarians can.
Yeah. Can I have pudding?
Oh, only if it doesn't have any kind of collagen in it.
All right. Yeah, I don't know the difference. I'm a meat eater, folks.
You sure are.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway, so this guy, he is also on turmeric, zinc. They give him a tiny dose of lithium for his brain. I don't know.
Wow.
Metformin, which I don't know what that is. Was that the red stuff? Tomatoes?
No, that's lycopene. Lycopene's the red.
And lycopenes, which is like tomatoes and stuff, and then the other metformin. I don't know what that... Did you look that one up? He has gums of a 17-year-old. And he has a wiener of a 17-year-old.
Sure.
That's what they said.
Sure he does.
He has a team of 30 doctors.
Sure he does.
And he started this thing called Olympics, where all these people are competing against him for seeing who goes backwards. What his whole emphasis is that if you've abused your body all this time, you still have time to reverse it, is what his whole goal is.
With all that crap that he's taking, he probably has the farts of a 70-year-old.
He might have the farts of a 70-year-old. You don't know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Speaking of farts, I guess on The View, they spilt some water and farted, and everybody laughed.
Have you heard this?
I have not.
This is so obvious. This is crazy. This is on The View. One of the women fart.
Okay.
Hello?
Number one.
All right, hang on one second.
Got real it. Quick, I was... It's been reported, but we don't know the specifics. But just real quick, I was...
There you go.
What the hell was that? And nobody even pointed it out?
No, they just brushed by it.
Can you play it again?
Is that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Listen again.
It's been reported, but we don't know the specifics. But just real quick, I was... Oh,
all right, I got a question for a Textnado, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you just heard that. And here, I can play because hang on. I isolated
it. I can't hear you.
Hang on. I isolated this for you, okay?
Okay?
All right, so here it is, right here.
The specifics, but...
All right, on Textnado at 51059, listening to this.
The specifics, but...
Is that a whoopee fart? Is that a Joy Behar fart? Or is that one of the skinny girls on there? That's Sarah or Sunny?
I think it's a skinny girl.
You do?
That sounds like a skinny girl.
Oh, that sounds like a big girl fart to me.
I think it's Joy.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I think it's a
Joy.
Behar.
No, big girl farts are like...
All right, listen again.
The specifics, but...
I don't know.
See, that's like a cute...
that sounds like a... To me, I'm going to go with Whoopi.
The specifics, but...
Yeah, no, that's a Whoopi.
No, Whoopi would be like...
All right, Textnado at 51059. Who is it? Joy Behar? Is it Whoopi or one of the skinny girls?
I mean, Whoopi would be like...
Yeah, she'd be more like a maybe a big ocean liner.
Well, that's what I just did, but thanks for repeating me.
Well, I didn't know that's what that was. You didn't say what it was.
Yeah. Bah.
See, I feel like it was Joy because she was trying to, like, let it out a little bit by lifting up one of her cheeks, and then it just came out.
But didn't somebody spill water or something? What's the whole story with this?
No, they said that they spilled water after they farted to try to cover it up.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Which, by the way, can happen. Remember that happened here in the studio, too.
What's that?
Remember, I moved my cup?
Oh, yeah. And he had a cup. It was the weirdest thing. He had a cup that made a fart sound.
Yeah.
Every day.
I had a mug here in studio that I drink coffee out of, and I slid it on this top here, on this counter, and it made a fart sound. And it wasn't me, which you guys said it was, but it was a cup.
We didn't believe you, and you couldn't recreate it. And then one day, you finally recreated it.
The specifics, but...
And we were so happy because we thought you were just letting loose.
Nope. I don't fart in front of people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Just don't do it.
Well, that's good.
The specifics, but...
Who was it? What show was I watching where they just... This girl, she was just farting in front of him all the time. Ugh. It was some Bravo TV show.
I never get that. People that
me
just let
either.
It go.
Oh, my God. Or open, keep the door open in front of their spouse.
Oh, no.
Spouse?
I could never do that. Never.
God. Uh-uh. All right. Anyway, will you look up, Shmadil, the mountain lion warning?
Mountain lion warning. Is that here in Colorado?
Yes, it is. I saw it. I thought there was one this morning. So today I had to take out my cans. Not my boobs, but my actual trash cans.
Yeah.
And I heard the mountain lion, you know, because we have a whole family, right? Mm-hmm. We have four of them. And I heard the mountain lions. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. And I was like freaking out. And I was running my trash cans out there. And it was my neighbor. He was just loading up some stuff.
So this story says residents of Colorado's Grand Lake area are being warned about increased mountain lion activity after three recent dog-involved incidents. The most recent taking place on January 23rd.
Where they ate the dog?
They ate the dog.
Oh.
That's not good.
No.
No,
that's bad.
That's real bad.
That's
it's
really
bad.
Bad
day for the dog.
That's really
hey,
bad.
I got a question, though. Because the story came out last week of the guy that killed that mountain lion that was under the deck of that lady's house.
The Bronco player?
Yeah, the Bronco player.
Oh, man, he got so much pushback.
He claims he's going to eat the cat.
Ew.
Yeah.
Can you eat a cat? Yeah. You can't eat a mountain lion, can you? I've never heard of that.
I think he's saying that because so many people are mad at him.
Well, maybe. That's what I think. Yeah. I'm with you on this. I don't think you can eat a mountain lion, can you?
Yeah, my buddy killed one, and he
Your
made,
buddy did?
Yeah,
he made ate it?
Mountain lion nuggets, and I actually had one. He breaded them, so it tasted just like Chick-fil-A nuggets. They were good.
I had mountain lion jerky once. It was pretty good. It's very sweet.
I'm just happy you guys aren't doing any jokes.
Kitty nuggets.
Yep. So thanks for that. Keeping it on the up and up. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. Google has laid off 12,000 people, but there's even worse news for the employees that are staying.
What?
They're getting rid of all their chefs and masseuses.
No.
Yep.
Oh, what a horrible environment.
I know.
How can you go to work without a masseuse there?
I know. So they have fresh meals every single day. That's one of the perks of working at Google. And so all their chefs are being let go and all their masseuses are.
Man. Yeah. These companies like Google, even Twitter before Elon Musk cleaned house.
I know.
They are so spoiled. It's unbelievable to me. They have chefs. They have sushi. They have all this. And they have these rooms that they can go to take a nap if they get exhausted. They, you know, and they have the masseuse. We can't even get a damn vending machine in our building. If I want a bag of chips, I can't get one. Yeah. Can't get a soda. Nothing. We can't get it. We have nothing in our building. Nothing.
I know.
But I don't really, I do kind of expect a vending machine, but I don't expect
It'd
anything
nice
more.
Well, you know what? They have one in the basement, but by the time we go in the basement, the songs run out.
Yeah.
And we don't have time to get it. And they only have Coke Zero.
Yeah, and then we don't know if the elevator's going to work to get us back up here.
I know they even have stations where at the, whatever that place was, Twitter, they have these stations that look like bicycles, but they have a desk, and so you can pedal a bicycle while you work.
No way.
Have you seen the pictures of the inside of Google?
No, I have not.
And I don't know which location. They might have more than one. I think there's one in Los Angeles.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, they're all over the place. But the one I saw... You literally walk into the lobby, and it looks like a jungle. It's so, the landscaping in there is unbelievable. It's like you walked into a park or something.
Right, because it doesn't that give off like oxygen or whatever?
Yeah, it gives off oxygen.
Or it cleans the oxygen or something.
Yeah, and it puts the workers in a better frame of mind to do their job.
And one of them has a kid's slide, but made for adults from the second floor to the first floor.
Yes, that's awesome.
Right? Why didn't we do that? I like to go slide down second floor.
We don't even have a vending machine. We can't have a slide.
I want a slide. I want That's it now. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.